Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Penetrating the Veil with Keystone State. I'm Dave. Behind me is Jim. We are one half of Keystone State Paranormal Society. And it's Thursday night, August 1st, 8 p.m. Thanks for tuning in. This week, we're going to be discussing the weekend that just was, the third annual Gettysburg Battlefield Bash, and all the investigations we did over that weekend and the event itself. It was an amazing event, as usual. Pam and Steve Berry did one hell of a job, as they always do, because it is, in fact, a labor of love for those two. And in case you haven't noticed, they have already put out the dates for next year's bash, and they have already set up the link with the Wyndham Hotel to have the discounted rooms. So all of that is up on the Gettysburg Battlefield Bash Facebook page. You can find all the information you need there. After the show, if you go to our Facebook page, I'll have that link put up as well. So far, we've got Kathy and Holly joined in. Welcome, ladies. Jack, your sister, Jenny, as well as Brandy Bird, brothers, and Mike Lauk, my friend from high school, who takes amazing photography up in Alaska. Jim joined in. So we've got Mike Simpson's in here somewhere. And, yeah, we had an amazing event. Got to meet a lot of people that I had only talked to on Facebook, and I've got a fly, and I'm going to kill it as soon as it lands. We did investigations of the Thaddeus Stevens house Thursday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. Richard Estep and his crew was in there on Friday night while we partook of some festivities over at the Wyndham Hotel. Let's see. Alicia, welcome in. James Houston, welcome in. Haley, welcome in. Just a quick aside, I don't know if anybody viewing or watching or listening knows that Haley likes to take in and rehab wildlife that is injured or needs care. And since we got home from the bash on Monday, she took in two squirrels who had fallen out of their nest and were attacked by a cat. Unfortunately, both of them did pass. Haley did everything she could, and we want to commend her for that. But unfortunately, their injuries were too great. And even with all of Haley's care and love, they passed over. So we're sorry to hear about that. Welcome in, Becky McDonald.
Want to put a special shout-out to the Bird family. They came in to visit, to see us in the visit and do an investigation with us from Salt Lake City. That was amazing. And Brandy said she's trying to work it out that she hopes to be there next year.
Yeah, it was great. And as well, he just joined in, Jerry Swope, who was actually not that far from us, had been watching our shows and had planned on attending the bash, but when he found out we had a cancellation on the first night of Thaddeus Stevens' house, he quickly joined in. And that was his first investigation ever. And he left pretty happy with everything that had happened. And I'm glad that we were able to be there for his first ever investigation. And I'm sure he's going to be on many more to come. So thank you for jumping in, Jerry, I'm sorry. Jenny Sunyasi from Emerald Isle Paranormal Researchers in Ireland, welcome. Let's see, who else? We've got Dina Lee Criddle, welcome in. Eric Julian, one of the main cogs of the Battlefield Bash. Was in charge of all volunteers, picking up people from the airport, securing all kinds of stuff for the silent auction. along with Pam and Steve. He does an amazing job, as do all his volunteers. But, you know, he really keeps people to task. So he did a great job as well. Thanks for everything you did, Eric.
Carl's in now. Carl, was great to see y'all. I mean, that was fun. We had a fun night. For the birds, and also I don't think Cheryl's on tonight, but I'll go to, on our Facebook page. I posted two clips from our Sunday night session, just not even finished, just really starting out. There's a lot of going on talking, and we're asking Spirit about the other side and some of the, if they remember their relationships with family or whatnot. So we'll probably play them tonight on the thing.
Yeah, I don't see why we wouldn't.
Yeah, they're just started. I'm going to be on the road for a couple days till next Tuesday. I'm going with my sister. We're going to Kentucky and then Tennessee. I'm going to take the Phasma box if we get to any interesting graves. So I'll be back Tuesday and start in on the clips. So for Holly and others who did sessions with us, Anthony and all. We've heard from Anthony and some pretty neat suggestions coming up about some things. Jerry, we met Jerry at the house. I think Spirit has a real
affinity
for him and sensitivity, so Jerry will probably be going on a few more investigations with us, and we look forward to that.
Welcome, Amy Collum.
I got in touch Pam here from Chambersburg has a business and other housing that has Spirit in it, and we've been invited to check that out, so we'll be doing that in the next couple weeks.
Jennifer McCart from Paranormal Underground, it was great to meet you this past weekend. She was the one that was out there when we signed the shirt for Pam and Steve.
Oh, cool.
Which
very
was
cool.
A very, very cool.
Yeah, that was a really neat gesture they had.
Matt Lilly, my buddy from my old job, welcome in. Thanks for tuning in, bud.
There's Cheryl. So, yeah, Cheryl, I put... just for your information, just here in the last hour, I put two clips from our Sunday night session on our Facebook page. So you might want to check them out. We will have a lot more, but that's a start. Some interesting stuff, and I hope your husband enjoyed his time. Really, really great people, as always. We had a lot of people approached our booth with some interesting evidence to look over in that. There's some really neat work going on, and people have really captured some very special stuff. Dave, you haven't posted the ball yet, right, on our page?
Well, it was a live session. So
it was a live session.
Yeah, what I'm trying to do is I've got to pull that live feed, pull a copy of that into my audio or my video software to see if I can isolate and slow down that specific clip. So
yeah, so you want to tell them about which clip that was to find?
Sure, and hello Brenda Hall from Adelaide, South Australia. Very cool. It was the first session on Thursday night, I think it was, wasn't it?
No,
Saturday. First session was Saturday because Holly was there.
It was when they were, yes.
Yeah, it was the very first session. We went live on Saturday night. We were in the center bedroom on the second floor. Welcome in, Anthony Graupus. And we had, the only things we had going in the room, on the bed, we had the Phasma box. We had a couple K2s and a REM pod. Across the other side of the room, we had a Solilex filming. And Shauna, who was Holly's daughter, was sitting in the chair behind the ball running the SLS. And then I was filming the live feed on the ground, and we had the ball on the ground between the bed and the wall, and we had a laser grid on it. So that way, anybody watching the live feed, if it moved, you could see it because of this the change in the pattern of the laser grid. And what we got, I haven't been able to explain. Like I said, once I pull it into my video software and try and slow it down, maybe I'll get a better image of what it was because it happens very quickly, but some sort of bluish-purplish light anomaly flies up one side of the ball. Nothing that was in that room with us could have caused that because all of the equipment that was there was stationary and nobody moved any of it, so I'm not really sure what it was. So I have to pull that into my video software and slow it down so I can get a better, cleaner, slower idea of what it was we were looking at. It definitely was not normal. I'm not going to say it's paranormal at this point because I have to see what exactly it was, but it was definitely some sort of energy streak. And as soon as I can get that over and slow it down and see what it was, I'll have a better idea. So I'm not sure why I didn't really get a chance to talk much with Richard. But apparently on Friday night for them, it was kind of a slow night activity-wise. Yes, Becky, that is on our page, so you'll be able to go and see the live clip. It is the first live session from Saturday night, and it is about an hour, just a hair over an hour in to the video. So, and you see other ones, actually, throughout that segment, little smaller ones that are different areas, but this one was very pronounced. So, you know, if I ever got a chance to speak with Richard, I'd like to find out, you know, what type of investigations they did as far as what techniques they used, what equipment they were using, that type of thing, and see if there's a correlation between what we did and the activity we got and what they did and the activity they didn't get. So, you know, it is what it is. That's kind of how it works in this field, you know. So, and see, now Jenna McCart says she did catch some of that live feed, and she knew it was a great session as well. So, the bash itself. No, Anthony, I'm not selling tickets to the gun show. It's just really hot. They haven't come and fixed the AC in the house yet. So, besides, I'd actually have to pay people.
It isn't in yet.
Right. I'd have to pay people. They wouldn't pay me, trust me. The bash itself was absolutely amazing. And most of you know you were there or watched some of the live feeds from there. Another cast of amazing people. Pam and Steve really went all the way out this time. Over 90 vendors. Multiple paranormal teams. Doing multiple investigations in multiple locations. Tanya Laskowski, part of Pirate Paranormal with Russ, former owner of the Lookout House. Welcome in. How are you doing? You know, you could just sit in that vendor room at the bash and just feel all the positive energy, you know, just everybody getting along. Everybody saying hi, stopping to take pictures, things like that. They had great speakers. Once again, I didn't get a chance to catch any of them, but from what I'm told, they just knocked out of the park. Stephanie White Haggerty, she was there. She's my Ride for Connor princess. We did do the Ride for Connor in tribute to Connor Goonan, who lost his battle with cancer in this past November. And we rode from the Perkins here in Chambersburg back over to the Wyndham, and it was a sight to behold. There were people coming the other way who actually stopped their cars and started filming. It was really, really cool. Very moving, very emotional, and it was just a great turnout. So what do you think stuck out the most from the bash itself, Jim, for you anyway?
Well, first off, I was surprised. It was visibly larger than last year, as far as groups and all that, and all the number of vendors. We missed the Deadly Grounds people, the coffee people. There were a number of people waiting there for them. Unfortunately, they had something going on with the family. But I thought, even though I loved last year's bash, I thought they did an even better job of having things organized and sort
of.
They really did. And it really ran, considering the size of it and all, it really ran very well. In general, the thing that struck me was just how nice everybody was to everybody. I mean, they were really, there's a lot of camaraderie there, and everybody really seemed to enjoy each other and what they've been doing, and there really wasn't anybody trying to outdo anybody with that. It was just sort of very open. So that was really wonderful. I thought that was exceptional. You know, there were a couple things going on that we knew about, but then nothing really blew up with that. That was cool.
No.
And then,
I don't know, not to cut you off,
yeah.
Mike asked if McKenna showed up Sunday or any other kids. I don't think they did. I don't know that they did, but that's a good thing, you know, because that means there wasn't anybody who needed that hope injection from Batman, so.
Right. One neat thing, we've,
Oh, she did come for a while on Saturday. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. We did get, at the end of the bash, they come up and inform me that one of the pieces in the silent auction hadn't been bid on, and I was even unaware of it. That evidently there was a jail here in Chambersburg that preceded our current historic jail. Now that's the one that's standing is the oldest standing jail, I guess, in Pennsylvania. So this jail actually preceded that. It was built in 1832, and a fire struck it. And it burnt down, and the only surviving relic from that jail was one of the jail doors, and it had an inverted cross on the door, and I don't know the history of that.
Was it inverted?
Yeah, because the jail door was upside down, the way it was positioned.
Oh, the way it was, well, okay, I see what you're saying. So those slats that were up the top were actually supposed to be
the bottom.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So they had it set up so it looked the correct way.
Right, right.
But the owner who donated it for the auction, she had written up a little letter attributing a number of energies to it and whatnot, and so we got it. KSPS got it, and we donated it, you know, because the money goes to the charities.
Right.
We bought it under the condition that it'll be housed at the Lookout House with Pam and Steve, and they had talked about, I think they're putting it in the main house somewhere. So
right now it is in not the schoolhouse, but the center building, kind of like a store shed.
Okay.
Is where I was told to put it. Where they're going to go with that from there, I don't know.
Yeah, I
told Pam I'd come over and mount it in the house where she needed to.
So at some point here in the near future, we're going to actually go over and do a session and see if we can pick up on any energies with the door. So, I don't know, that's sort of interesting. I didn't even know that there was a jail before our current jail.
Right.
That was really neat. I will say that I had a rough time on the bash. My physicality was really in a bad way, and I was having trouble walking, and that sort of took me out of a lot. So
now Tanya says that she told Pam to use it to replace the basement door. And then she said Stephanie says that Miss Kathleen, who donated the door, did not know the door was upside down when she put the cross on it. So the reason the cross is upside down is because when she put it on, she thought it was right side up.
Gotcha.
So that wasn't done by anybody maliciously or with...
Yeah, and she even thinks there's some good energies out of it, too.
Right.
So we'll see. It's a fascinating relic. And it'll be preserved. That's really neat.
That's the best part. It didn't, you know, get stuck away in some crawl space somewhere, you know.
And then Pam and Steve have already acted. They've swung a deal with the VA here locally.
Yep.
They're going to be using the tribute car for helping take vets to appointments. And they'll, you said they're coming in next year to be help sponsors.
Last post I saw, yes, the local VA had already had a meeting with Pam and Steve and set up some program where they're going to use the tribute car for vets and critically ill children to get rides to and from appointments, and that the VA was going to take some kind of sponsorship role in next year's bash.
So this it sounds like this bash is getting life all of tune.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think so many people we're already seeing a lot of replies. So many people are already putting it on their calendar for like an annual event. So,
that's what it was, the front page of the Sentinel newspaper with the car in Gettysburg. That's what it was.
Yeah, and you know what? In all reality, before it comes to pass next year, we might even have, you know, just from exploring, investigating here, that we may even have a couple other venues we can be able to offer people to check out, or, you know, investigations and so forth. So who knows where this is going to go with that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's and then you said also they're putting in a suggestion box.
Yeah, that was when they did their show Monday night, What's Out There, they were throwing out ideas. One of them was to have some sort of suggestion box, per se. I mean, not actually a physical box, but I guess maybe a part of their page where you could post suggestions for things to have at next year's bash.
And
I know myself and Eric and some people were throwing some around.
And I like the one that they threw up about getting together in the evening there and more or less exchanging some experiences and that.
Yeah. Almost like a giant collective evidence review, something like that, you know.
Now, we had something new ourselves that happened on our Sunday night session. We did a Jerry Swope and Jim Houston were investigating Thursday night while we were doing the show, and then we joined them.
Right. And before you get too far in, I wanted to say, we did our two-hour live show from the backyard.
Yeah.
Some people stopped by, Dennis Eslock from Cabin on 360, Lyle and Tana Lotz and Brandon Johnson from Twisted Paranormal stopped by, and I thought it went very well. Brandy and Carl and Linda were there, and I thought it went really well. We got a lot of good comments, a lot of good feedback on that. So
we're probably going to do that next year.
Now, whether that'll be the 1 hour or 2 hour show, I don't know.
Right.
I haven't checked the calendar that far ahead. But we'll definitely be doing that again. And, you know, hopefully we get a few more people have time to come in town and stop over and, you know, have as many people there as we can get. It was really good. And after the show itself had ended, Jim and Jerry took a little break from their investigation. We gave Lyle and Linda and them a little tour through the house, let them kind of pick up on the energy.
And they were getting stuff, too.
Yes, they were. So.
So, yeah, Thursday was very active. We did Saturday was very active. And then Sunday was active. They were all different. But on the Sunday, we did something for the first time. When we sort of channeled in, we've done that before. We channeled spirit in a set room that we've had good results doing that previously. And then after we had spirit in there and starting to pick up on it, then when we opened up our Phasma Box session, I had a Mel meter set up near the Phasma Box. And we were getting base readings 1-2, 1-5, things like that. And on a lot of responses, we were having Mel meter readings swelling 5, 6, 7, even upwards to 8.
And if you watched the live feed that I was running from that part of that, that was Sunday night, correct?
Sunday night.
That part of the live feed, you'll actually see I take the camera and put it right in front of that Mel meter, and you'll see it at its base level and then spike up when a voice comes through the
Phasma
Box.
I don't know if anybody out there watching, if they've had similar experience, but that was something new that we tried, and I thought that was pretty amazing on a lot of the spirit voices coming through, and you could tell it was really a strong spirit voice, but we were getting these extravagant jumps in the Mel meter. So that was pretty neat.
Yeah. And it's something we hadn't experienced before, you know. So there was a lot of firsts as far as that went.
Anthony says, got to get me a paranormal jazzy scooter. God, I think I'm opting for an artificial leg or something.
Well, the jazzy scooter would be a lot less painful. As long as we get it with four-wheel drive, because the stones in the backyard of Thaddeus Eames are uneven, and then that gravel, you'll need something to get through there pretty well. But all in all, the weekend went very well. As these things often do, there was a hiccup here or there, but by and large, it went very well, I thought. Yeah, I know, Steph. I know you wanted to come by, and that's okay. Maybe next year, Stephanie, you guys take your little half-hour break or something and pop over and then go back and finish up, you know. Who knows? I don't think we'll be doing public investigations there next year. It was just unbelievably exhausting for us. I know Haley got absolutely no sleep Thursday into Friday. And I got no sleep Sunday into Monday, so...
But I think what we're going to do is I think we'll try to contact a couple people that have investigations going on, so we'll have some resources. So, and people coming in town, they want to do an investigation. We'll, in other words, we could be a contact point to get people in on investigations and stuff. So I think we'll do that, because I...
Yeah, and Mike just posted something that, for some reason, I seem to brush over. I wanted to thank Jim and Haley for allowing me to do this. Saturday night from 8 to 10, we brought my oldest daughter, who's my investigator training, and brought my father in to do a little investigating at the Thaddeus Stevens. I wanted, as long as I've been doing this, my father's never actually seen me do it. In his condition, I wanted this to be the chance that I took for him to come by and get an idea of what it is I'm doing when I talk about these things, and kind of looks at me quizzically. I talked to him since. I've seen him since, that he had a great time. He really enjoyed it. And Mike, thank you for helping to include him. Since I was running something over in the corner, that you were there and you're handing him equipment, explaining it to him. I really appreciated that from Mike Simpson. So thank you for that, sir. He really enjoyed it. I want to thank the rest of my team for allowing me to bring him in for that. And I know for a fact he enjoyed it. And who knows? Maybe he'll stick around long enough to get a full one in. And if not, maybe he'll be the first personal visit I have on a Fazzlebox at a later time. So, everything went very well, but we were just so exhausted from three out of four nights of public investigation.
Pam, for anybody who hasn't checked already, Pam has posted a link for the discount.
The discounted rooms
at
the Wyndham already.
And stuff already. So that's...
plenty of time to do that. Cheryl says thank you for letting her husband hold the SLS.
Oh, yeah.
Haley's the one you want to thank on that, because she's very protective of her baby, of Emily. So, and Haley said she fell asleep behind the table at the bash and it scared the hell out of Stephanie, because she walked by and thought it was like a mannequin head, and then she moved and Stephanie almost had an accident. Well, what we did, Jennifer, was everybody who paid for tickets to go to those investigations that we did at the Thaddeus Stevens, we took all of that money and gave it to Pam and Steve. I think it was, what, $400?
Yeah.
$400 donation to Pam and Steve for the charities from the people who paid to come and investigate with us at those three nights. And then, of course, the $200 for the door.
Right.
And then, we helped a little bit on Monday, breaking down, Sunday. No, it was Monday, wasn't it?
Sunday. Monday, we came home.
Oh, that's right. So, yeah, Sunday, we kind of helped out a little bit, breaking some stuff down and running some stuff over to the localities for them. So, you know, if, as much as we enjoy being there and investigating and getting to meet all our friends that we see on Facebook all the time but don't get a chance to see in person, we loved, I know I personally did, donating as much time as I had to help them get the stuff done that they needed to get done. So the food trucks were good.
Yeah.
Trying to remember what I had. I had a big old box of fries. And, the food trucks were very good.
Were people enjoying the wings? And
yeah, the wings, from what I heard, were really good. I didn't get a chance, but it really went off well, and it's something that, you know, for all the years we've been doing this and all the backbiting and infighting that we've seen over the years, it's refreshing to see something that big go off that well for something that awesome as far as the charities go, and to see everybody kind of come together. You know what I mean? It really was humbling.
So, just to give a heads up, we have a couple dates that are sort of firmed up, but what we're, I guess, looking at, we have a couple referrals for some places here in Chambersburg we'll be checking out. We'll most likely try to get in another evening up at the down the rabbit hole up in Jim Thorpe, and maybe even have a different place up there as well. But we don't have a date scheduled yet. It looks like in September we're looking at possibly Kane 3, or the Halderman. So it looks like we'll definitely be doing one of those in September, depending on how the schedules are set up. And then we have Pennhurst again in December, and probably one more thing scheduled in there.
So yeah, no, we were discussing a couple of different places, comparing prices, travel times, that type of stuff. And I thought we had narrowed it down to two, right?
Yeah.
Either going back to Rolling Hills Asylum or what would be our first time and Haley's first time at the Old South Pittsburgh Hospital.
Right.
And from the last thing I think we discussed, the South Pittsburgh Hospital was kind of edging out as far as price and time and everything.
So we do have a pretty ambitious slate. We've had a couple groups have offered to, want to investigate with us and stuff like that. So we'll probably, some of these larger places, it's fine, you know, it's great. We mm-hmm. don't get, so we'll probably be doing some joint efforts with a couple different groups. And Mike will probably be joining us with a lot of the things as his schedule allows. And hopefully Jerry be able to come along on some investigations.
Well, Stephanie says the taco truck was amazing, and I guess people have been commenting, you know, how well-received Haley was, you know, talking to people and the things she was doing during the investigations on live feeds and stuff, which, of course, we already knew she was amazing. Her mother posted, if you think she's amazing, wait till you meet her mother. Which is funny.
And then,
she's amazing as well.
And then you might as well go ahead and fill him in on that whole thing with the Thompson house and all.
Oh, yeah, I was just about to say, Haley had said, shout out to Thaddeus Stevens, who made my entire week an adventure in history, tying back to him. Well, and, you know, if Haley was able to be here,
said, don't forget about the bike ride.
Oh, yeah, the ride for Connor was amazing, absolutely. So there's a soldier that is active at the Thaddeus Stevens house. And for about a year, give or take, a year prior to this past weekend, he has been coming to Haley. I know in dreams, I don't know if while conscious, but I know at least in dreams he's been coming here, and it's been the same thing over and over again. So while we were doing our session up in the bedroom, Haley, Mike, Anthony, and Haley were down in the dining room, and then eventually followed him outside interacting with this soldier. And he was giving them this message about basically he wants to cross over, but he absolutely will not go until this personal effect of his is found. And basically it is on the battlefield part of Seminary Ridge. So Sunday morning, Haley, Holly, Jesse, and Shauna went out to Seminary Ridge and found the tree that this soldier had been instructing them to look for. And it wasn't a tree anymore, it was just a stump. But I don't know if they tried to burn the stump out of the ground or just singe the top or whatever. I didn't get a chance to see it, but Haley found it. And she took a chunk of that stump and brought it back, and even though it had been years since the stump had been burned, it smelled like it was freshly burnt. And it was still warm in your hand. It was very, very strange. So after doing a lot of digging and research that Haley loves to do, she found out that the house that was there at that location was used as General Lee's headquarters, though he didn't frequent it, maybe once or twice. But when you got further back into the history of it, it was originally built by a man named Clark, and he allowed a woman named Thompson and her 8 children, a widow, to live in this house. And as his health started to fail, he did not want her to be evicted from this place. So he got a friend of his to buy the house at a public auction, which this friend did. And when he bought it, he had his name and the widow Thompson's names put on the deed so she could never be evicted. And we found out that family friend that bought that house and had her name put on the deed with his was none other than Thaddeus Stevens. And this soldier apparently had been brought to the Stevens Log Cabin where we were staying to have his wound dressed enough to be moved to that location, which was at the time a field hospital that was taking care of soldiers on both sides of the fence, Union and Confederate. And that's where he finally passed. And I know Anthony was getting that it was a belt buckle. Haley kept getting the name Copper, so I don't know what the item is, but Haley is absolutely convinced, and we believe her, that whatever this item is, it's somewhere near this stump. So it was amazing how after you did a little digging, everything tied back into Thaddeus Stevens. I'm sure I missed some detail that Haley can absolutely get better with, because, you know, he was coming to her. And for the longest time, he refused to even talk to Anthony until, I guess, he saw that Haley was with, you know, that they were on the same wavelength and he could trust him. So it was very, very cool. So, Hetty's joined in. Welcome in. Who else? Let me see. We've got Linda. See, Linda says she can still smell that. Thanks for hanging out, Stephanie. Have a good night, and we will talk another time, I'm sure. And tell Lori we said safe travels back to Florida, and she better keep in touch, or else I have to go down there. So, Diana Lynn Coppage, who was a friend of Haley's from her online business that joined us at Benton Family Farms, welcome in.
See, Tanya said that Lus also would help Haley with that with his gifts, if you know.
Right. So, that's the thing. I think at this point, and Haley, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think at this point, it's what's left is, have a great night, Jennifer McCart from Grounded Paranormal. Thank you. I think what is left at this point is just to see if they can get the Park Service to dig around that stump and find this thing. So I think that's all that's left, really. And then once this is found, whatever this item is, whether it's a belt buckle or not, whatever this personal effect is, once it's located, then this guy will cross over.
You know, and I just want to throw out too, really feel very blessed knowing and working with some really great people
yeah.
in the in the field and stuff like that. Everybody has their strong points and their hits and all that, and boy, some of the chemistries are just so great.
Yeah.
The only thing I guess Dave and I have always worked with, and Haley is right on board with us and all this, is number one is to respect spirit and be respectful of spirit, and in such then we also ask spirit to respect us, and then in that, you know, as and I think that all follows in with respecting spirit, you obviously have to be at your best game. So, you know, we maintain a pretty strict code of
ethics, right?
And
I mean,
stuff like that. That's the big thing, you know. We're not there's no provoking, none of that. They don't have to. I mean, spirit's generally more than willing to come in and get involved. So, you know, it's really neat to see a lot of people who really also work along that same lines and stuff. And really, so many wonderful people have offered to assist this, that. We're all on their strengths. What are you guys doing? We always find new ways.
Perfect example. Chelsea Gill, who is a psychic medium, I guess she's up near the Buffalo area, and I know her from online and seen her exploits online, and she's good friends with Daniel Klaus and Chris Anders and guys like that. But this was the first chance I'd actually had to meet her. And so I got a picture with her, and we were just kind of chit-chatting, and she asked what we were doing, and I told her, and this was Saturday. So I said, well, you know, from 8 to 10, my father is going to be there with my daughter, and then we're going to do the investigation for the people who paid after that. And she's like, your father? I said, you go, yeah, you know, we've been doing this a long time, he's never seen it. And I told her about his cancer and everything. And here's a person, knows me, you know, from online, but it's the first time she's ever met me. She said, all you have to do is ask, because she specializes in, I guess, healing energies for people with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, and just like that, all you need to do is ask, and I'll do whatever I can to help them. And I thought that was really nice, you know, for somebody who really didn't know me from anywhere. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I really liked it. Everybody was just sort of out there and interacting, and nobody was trying to, you
one
know,
up
oh,
each
look
other.
At me, I'm so damn great,
right,
what
right,
I've
right.
done, and all this stuff. It was just, I enjoyed that. I really did.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys there who've been on TV shows and this, that, and the other, and that's great. You know, if that's the route you're looking to go, that's fine. You know, I don't begrudge them. But none of them were really, they were all really approachable, you know. None of them had this air about them where I don't have time for you and I don't know who you are, so go. I mean, Scott Porter, once again, great guy. I didn't get a chance to meet Bannon, his Tennessee Ray Chasers cohort, but, you know, if they're back next year, I'm sure I will. You know, actually, Daniel Klaus came up and bought one of our shirts, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah.
So, by the way, I do have shirts left over. So, next week, they're out in the garage. I just haven't brought them in yet. Next week, on the two-hour show, I'll show everybody which ones we have. And as long as we have your size, if you want to order one, we'll set it up PayPal, and we'll ship it out. And anybody who wants one, can have one, you know. So we got some left over. We did sell quite a few, and we made some good money off of that to, you know, buy little things, batteries and stuff like that. So, you know, it was just an all-around really good time. And even if we hadn't had any place to investigate, I still think it would have been, you know, just really enjoyable. I don't think anybody could walk away from an event like that and say they didn't enjoy themselves. And if they did, it's probably because they just got a negative air about them or something. I don't know. But all three nights that we were at Thaddeus Stevens, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, was very active. Now, each night had its different activity. You know, Saturday night was the only night that soldier made intimate contact with Haley. Now, I think she picked him up when you guys did Sunday night at the table.
Picked him up a little. Yeah.
Right, but Saturday night was, you know, like, I guess, a prime thing for him to come in and make really great contact with Haley. Saturday night was also a night we had the most activity with the children in the ball. You know, that session in the attic was really good. Thursday night, we had a lot of REM pod activity. REM pods going off in the main level while everybody else was up in the attics, and you could hear it, stuff like that. Each night had its own set of circumstances, and each night had its own set of activity. They really didn't repeat, you know what I mean? It was different stuff each time, it seemed. Is that kind of what you picked up, wouldn't you?
Yeah, very much. And the spirit, we do think, Pat, in what I just posted, there is one of the clips there where we think we may have got Thaddeus where he was saying, "What, I'm still great," or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Haley's in love with Thaddeus, so.
Yeah, and Haley, if you get a chance to listen to it, I'm not sure which one it is, but at one point there's a male spirit, and it's, you know, it's been a year, so I'm not sure, but it's very reminiscent of the voice that we got when we initially contacted Thaddeus Stevens, and it says something to the effect of, "I'm still great," or something like that. So, and that would make sense, because as great as he was, and as influential as he was with the stuff that he did for the abolitionists and the freeing of the slaves and things like that, which were all great things, he did have a bit of an ego about him, as most people of that ilk did, you know. So he loves him some him. So it really was a good time all around, I think. We were sad that Mike had to leave Sunday instead of Monday, couldn't stay that extra night, but, you know, real life calls. So, and you know, it's not like... it's not like he won't be back. You know, we'll be working with Mike all the time, as we normally do. He is an extended member of our family, so I think everybody who investigated with us, whether it was Thursday night, Saturday, or Sunday, can say they had a unique experience, especially Jerry, considers his first time ever, that he's not ever going to forget.
Yeah, you know, that's maybe what we'll do one of the shows, too. Get Jerry to call in and just have him from a novice point of view. We'll have him say what he experienced, what was he thinking, you know, get some perspective on that. I think that would be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, because unfortunately, it's been a very long time since we've been in a position to have that point of view.
Yeah.
So, and you know, even when Haley first started investigating with us, we couldn't really get a novice point of view because her gifts had been with her whole life, and she'd been in her own way dealing with the same things, just in a different way than we did for all that time. So I think, welcome, Robert. That attic session is also posted on the Facebook page. It was the second live feed we did, so on Saturday night. So, I think that would be a good idea to have Jerry call in, or, you know,
yeah.
Maybe when we do our live show on the road somewhere that he's with us, you know, we can bring him in on that as well. So,
yeah.
And I know Jim had touched on it, but Linda Bird, Brandy Bird, Carl, these three already had and changed their plans to come into Gettysburg for the bash and investigate with us. And it's unbelievably humbling. I don't know that we've ever had that before, that someone's actually changed their plans and flew from Salt Lake to Pennsylvania.
And
for
I
that,
really,
you know?
I hope they thought it was worth the. Well, you know, Gettysburg is pretty fascinating to see.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
It truly is. And so, you know, we hope they really enjoyed their overall trip. And I know I enjoyed getting to meet them and stuff. You want to go ahead real quick? We'll play those couple clips.
Yeah,
good. Because we only have a little more time. So you want to play that off of our site there?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Well, I can play them off, whichever is clearer. So these are just two I just started waiting, and my God, I got just to show everybody, this is each one of those clip, each one there, each one of those is a clip I have to dissect, and I'm suspecting I'm going to probably get 4 or 5 clips off of each. This is all just from the bash, that, and then this. So that's all, that's my work notes for just knocking out these. So I've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11. Clips still to go through.
22 audio files still.
And
to
then
through.
One of them, which Mike and we did, Mike and I got into the fitness room over at the Wyndham. The Wyndham is very haunted. I know the Birds had experience. Holly had some more. They actually, the Wyndham's even asked Steve and Pam to investigate that. But we had a spirit in the fitness room that was blocking me for a good half hour. I was having to go through everything and reboot and bliss and that. And finally, after 30 minutes, we were able to get the Phasma box working, and the first thing came through was he was laughing at us. And he did that several times. So I've got those tapes still to go through as well. So there was spirit in there. The heat was off the charts. We didn't know what the hell's going on there. But the Wyndham's got some serious ghost stuff.
Now, here's the one clip.
Okay, there should be...
Sunday session in the dining area.
Okay, well, there should be two of those. There should be one more underneath it. There you go.
This, yeah.
Bash.
Saturday.
Bash.
This is Sunday in the dining area.
Right, so both of those... Both of them that say bash is,
okay.
Is the clips.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and play this for everybody.
You watch over your family... Protect them. Did you have a loving bond with your family? Somebody working a couple lives.
Jumped from 1.9 to 2.7.
That was
jumped from 1.9 to 5. I mean, flat right there was when they came through. And Carrie Ann says it's so weird to see her family sitting at the table with us.
Hi, Cindy.
Yeah,
did
the bird thing.
So these is what really matters, isn't it, Spirit? What we do in our mortality has a big role with what we find ourselves in.
Welcome in.
I'm trying to elaborate on what I can do.
All of that was from one audio file.
A portion.
So it doesn't look, I don't know how long the other one is. I don't know if we have time.
Yeah, we won't.
No, but they're both posted on our Facebook page.
And that way you can click on certain portions and sort of listen to them again. Because sometimes when you hear them a couple times, it starts to clarify in your mind what you're actually hearing.
Right.
I was hearing a lot of interaction there from Spirit sort of talking about relationships and stuff. So that was pretty neat.
And you know, like I said, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I just finished about 15 minutes before the show. I just finished transferring all the video footage from Solo X's over, and that was 197 files of varying lengths. So the minute I clean up, okay, Kane 2 is done. Well, here's the other four investigations since, you know. hopefully we'll be able to get somebody to lend a hand. I know Haley is getting well.
Yeah.
And
we have, what's his name?
Her friend Nate.
Jerry
Swope. I mean, not Jerry Swope, Joshua Mervis.
Joshua Mervis is helping. We've sent him some clips from past investigations.
And I know Haley's friend Nate, when he has some time from his job at the post office, he wants to learn some of the tech stuff and help with some review. So that would be a big help.
So, again, I want to thank everybody who came to the bash, and for all those who, if you could have come, joined in on some of the live feeds, and we got some really good information and hints while we were doing the investigation from the audience. And we really appreciate everybody joining in. And it looks like we're going to do it all again next year.
Okay, so the next thing we'll be doing is Sunday. If you go to the site for Paranormal Inc., the Facebook page, there'll be a link on there. Haley and I are going to be guests on their radio show Sunday evening from 7 to 8. And then after that, possibly be doing some live feeds from Haley's Yard. And see if we can't pick up on some more of the things. And then I guess what would be the next schedule thing if there's, I mean, technically the only thing we've nailed down is Pennhurst in December, but
right.
I know
we'll definitely have something.
You might want to check the posts. Holly, I believe, had put up dates for King.
Okay.
So
okay.
Everything will go on our Facebook page, and I'll update our website as much as I can. So thanks, everybody, for watching again tonight. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I mean, we're on all of them. I keep up as much as I can on all of them. So check them all out. If you're going to go to the Bash next year, go to the Bash Facebook page. You can already secure your room and talk to Stephanie about silent auction donations. So thanks, everybody.
Good night,
have a good night.